Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca and, as always, your host for the show. Today we're joined for a deep dive on cloud security by Phil Vokens, the team lead for cloud at Intel. Now, Intel is currently producing a series of videos on YouTube that it calls The Path to the Cloud that details just that. Some of the thoughts and considerations, tactics and strategies that go into putting together a modern, comprehensive and successful cloud strategy. And it does that by tapping into the creative minds on the IT team that's behind Intel's own successful cloud journey. Phil joins us to discuss the series of videos and why he feels Intel is ideally suited to deliver such vendor-agnostic educational content around the cloud. And more in depth, we get into the second video in the series, a just-released video around the role of security in the path to the cloud. We discuss customers' biggest concerns around security in the cloud space, who's responsible for what when it comes to cloud security anyway, to what degree security strategies need to shift towards the cloud, and much more. And we also get some thoughts on how VARs and MSPs can use the Path to the Cloud series to educate their own people and their customers, and find out a bit more about where the Path to the Cloud series goes from here. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Phil Vokens. Phil, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Here to chat a little bit about this video series that you guys got going on, and just the first version out there and the second one on its way or out there now. I love the introduction to the first video and the idea that the discussion around cloud has moved from whether the idea itself is a good one to, you know, what workloads work best, kind of captures the journey we've seen over the last half a decade or so in general, and here in Canada, especially over the last 2 years. And geez, I wonder what drove that. Can you tell me a little bit about the Path to the Cloud video series that you're doing, kind of what you're focused on and what you're hoping to accomplish, kind of the raison d'etre for Path to the Cloud?
Yeah, sure. So it struck us that of all the particular media which are out there today, a lot of people seem to use YouTube, myself included, by the way, as a YouTube user for education on a variety of different topics. They could be technical and job related. They could indeed be, you know, home project related. There's always something on YouTube which helps you understand how to do something or how something works. And as we looked into what was available for cloud computing on YouTube, we found that there was a lot of content there, but the vast majority of it was vendor specific. So it might be a particular cloud vendor, for instance, telling you all about their cloud, which is good, and, you know, good luck to them. They absolutely should do that. But there was not very much which was kind of agnostic as to vendor selection. And we feel that a lot of customers in Canada still asking us the questions on just how to deploy and how to get there. As you said in your introduction, we've moved on from the discussion about whether or not cloud is a good idea. There is wide-scale acceptance that it is a good idea in many circumstances. But then how do you get there? And say we wanted to present something to customers which was more informational and educational than vendor specific. So that was our first focus to go out and do that.
So why is it that Intel is best suited to deliver that vendor neutral approach? You know, is it sort of the position that you occupy as an underpinning and building block of many clouds and many other IT solutions, or is it something else that leads you to do this?
So yes to your first question, and there's something else too, but definitely Intel has enjoyed a position of being the market leader in infrastructure and CPU resources, as well as, you know, ancillaries and adjacencies to those CPU resources for decades, in fact. So we make the technology which powers all clouds, and they are huge consumers of our technology. So there's not very much happening that we do not see. Right. So yes, we felt that we could use our market position to really give customers a great view of what was happening out there. But there's another angle as well, in that our very own Intel IT function, which supports us as a company of something like 105,000 people, mm-hmm. is very well advanced in this journey themselves. And these people are customer facing. They don't just hide in back rooms with screwdrivers making stuff work. They actually will go out to talk to customers and educate customers on what's been happening. So we also then had this internal resource who were also agnostic in what they did, who were able to tell the story from a practical, hands-on point of view, you know, deep subject matter experts who'd lived through cloud adoption of both on and off-premise service delivery. So we also wanted to use their expertise to get the message across, as opposed to, you know, a sales or a technology message. Mm-hmm. And there are no plugs for Intel technology or products in the video series at all.
It's about driving the strategy, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So you're leading the cloud team today, but your background sort of includes a lot of work with the channel community, leading that group in Canada, I believe, for quite a while. No doubt that you know the partners in this country well, and you're chatting with them on a regular basis. There are a few ways that I can see partners using the video series, both, you know, as a education tool internally, as a way to bring home certain points with their customers, and as something to kind of drive the conversation, to bring it forward about cloud strategy and tactics that partners, you know, the kinds of conversations that partners love to have, and that frankly tend to be a great way to discover new opportunities going forward. I guess this is a really long and convoluted way of asking, how do you see partners as able to take advantage of this series?
That's a great question. And the partner ecosystem itself is very, very complex. So we have kind of born in the cloud type partners mm-hmm. who've really only come to the positions that they enjoy by migrating customer workloads to the cloud, and probably didn't have much of a business prior to that. Then they were born in this particular cloud era and set themselves up as kind of cloud systems integrators, if you will. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those partners are already, you know, rightly so, it's extremely knowledgeable on, you know, how to make this stuff work. But then there's a whole other partner ecosystem of traditional resellers who are trying to reposition their businesses so they can take advantage of this, or indeed not be left behind, because they have presumably lost some revenues and income streams by selling less on-premise services to the customers they would originally have sold servers to. And if those customers are now in the cloud, then they need to reposition their businesses to be able to add value to them in a cloud world. And certainly that group of partners can use it, as you say, for internal education, but also we hope through marketing campaigns, be able to drive their customers to it so we can really spread this agnostic message of goodness as far and as wide as possible, and Canadian customers can take advantage of that.
So the second video in the series and the newest one out is on security, a big topic in any area of this industry, and cloud certainly no exception to that. In fact, it feels like between cloud and security, you're covering off a good part of the bingo card, as it were. What do you find that you and the customers you talk to see as the biggest security issues specific to cloud?
Spoiler alert, I'll tell you the three takeaways which we actually give at the end of the video. But obviously, if you felt like delving more into them, you could through the video or indeed through the white paper links which are published in the video. But we highlighted kind of three major concerns that the customers need to think about. One, misconfiguration is a big risk. A misconfiguration could be something as simple as exposing servers and applications to each other, which don't necessarily need to be, which could then in turn allow kind of more side doors or the opportunity for hackers to navigate across a network once in. So let's not expose too much that doesn't need to be exposed in terms of our cloud configuration. Two, cloud technology is driven by developers. Developers are heavy users of the cloud, but they may not be security professionals themselves. So we need to really to maintain an active conversation with them and provide the tools that they need to be successful. And three, cloud brings new capabilities such as serverless compute and containerization. And because they're new capabilities, they may also require a new approach or cloud-oriented security.
And I think that answer sort of informs this answer, but I'll ask it anyway, because, hey, why not? Does a good cloud strategy demand a new security strategy and approach behind it? Or, you know, basically how much needs to be kind of rethought, done anew, or can customers kind of use a lot of the existing solutions and frameworks and tools and processes, especially that they're familiar with from their day job that they've been doing for the last umpteen years?
Well, certainly a lot of the principles that security professionals have adopted and worked with will still apply. But we also believe that a move to the cloud or extending services to it is an opportunity to at worst maintain, but potentially also improve your security posture. People, as we said, developers would tend to gravitate toward building apps in a cloud environment, but those developers may also need to avail themselves of new tools and processes. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we talk about in the series are standards of security that customers can familiarize themselves with, which are free of charge. So there is a website run by the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity, which is a government body. So mm-hmm. it's on the .gc.ca web domain. It's called Guidance on Cloud Security Assessment and Authorization. You can Google it. I happen to know that it's ITSP 5105, and then that gives Canadian customers a very detailed breakdown on how to approach their security assessment and authorization. And within it then refers to global standards that we talk about in the videos, such as those from NIST or the CSA. So definitely, in answer to your question, mm-hmm. I think security professionals really need to update themselves on everything that's available out there and at least tweak their posture to security as a result of it.
Probably a good idea anyway, given that this industry and security in particular is ever changing. So the cloud and security in the cloud sort of introduces some additional complexity, or can introduce some additional complexity around kind of who owns what side of it, you know, with the customer, the cloud provider, the partner or solution provider, assuming they're not using their own cloud, and the apps or services that are being consumed, and in some cases, as you say, by the developer side of things. How do partners and particularly, you know, the IT solution provider or MSPs who are implementing cloud strategies for their customers successfully manage that complexity and maybe even turn it into a strength? Because in some ways, without the additional kind of abstraction layer of the cloud, this is something that partners have been doing for a very long time for their customers.
Yeah, that's a great point. So all of the major cloud providers have models which deal with security, because security is, I think, for most customers, probably still the biggest concern about cloud mm-hmm. adoption is how do we stay secure? And they have models of shared responsibility. Who is responsible for security of the cloud and who is responsible for security in the cloud? So, for instance, a cloud provider will obviously be responsible for securing their facility and the doors and then the physical infrastructure and the network points mm-hmm. which lead to it, and then the robustness of the configurations that the customer chooses. Usually then that model tips over towards customer responsibility when you talk about security in the cloud, data, identity and access management, which the cloud service provider is not responsible for, but you as a customer are. And there's very clear lines with each of the major providers out there about who's responsible for what. But you're absolutely correct in that there is a new layer of complexity there. So you do need to refer to things such as I was, you know, just describing from the standards for cybersecurity, etc. Mm-hmm. And there are a ton of free models and frameworks out there that you can refer to help you.
All right, great. You talk in the video about how a few years ago, security was kind of a big reason not to go to the cloud. It was the big challenge, but that's a lot less true today. And obviously that's the case by the fact that so many workloads are moving to the cloud and that conversation isn't happening the same way. But But what's changed? You know, is it sort of the model maturing, the solutions maturing, the amount of experience and sort of the processes have been built? Enough people have walked through the minefield now that we know which way to go. You know, is it that? Is it something else altogether? Why has that changed?
I think you've summed it up really well, actually, and certainly the experience angle of this, in that it's been around for a long time. So the first of the major cloud providers actually launched back in 2006, so 15 mm-hmm. years ago. And of course, as they launched this service, people said, oh, what about security? But there's no reason why a cloud service provider should be any worse at security than an end user. In fact, they would argue, you know, perhaps rightly so, that they're stronger at security because their entire business model depends on it. Having said that, I guess you could also say, looking at some of the hacks that have been out there, so does the end user's business model. But back to the point, the CSPs have a lot to lose if their reputation is damaged, and consequently, they spend a lot of time, money, resources, and thinking in making sure their environments are secure. So certainly, I think that's helped. And then, as you said, you know, people have used the cloud a lot over the last, say, 15 years since it was first really kind of conceived, at least at scale. And now it's a very mature model. Mm. And customers have got used to it, got acquainted with it, got familiar with how to implement their security in a cloud-oriented world. And there have not, and perhaps I shouldn't say this, but there haven't been the kind of major security breaches at a CSP that you may have seen on some of the end user environments. I don't want to jinx them for the future, but people have become very comfortable that the CSPs know what they're doing with respect to security.
All right. In the first video in the series, you know, you kind of wrapped up or brought near to a close by asking your panelists the classic, you know, what's the one thing kind of question? And I'm going to steal that from you. If there's one thing that you want to share with customers, with partners about security in the cloud, what would it be?
I think I touched on this earlier. I mean, certainly that misconfiguration is a huge risk and something that needs a lot of attention paid to it. That was from one of our experts. I think the other one commented very well that this is a journey. It's not a flicker switch. And so one day you're on premise and the next day you're in the cloud. Right. And because it's a journey, you need to work with the stakeholders in an iterative certainly integrate with DevOps style approaches. So, and don't forget really to maintain the active conversation so that the whole organization can learn in unison.
So maybe let's talk a little bit about where the series goes from here. The second video is up now, and dear listener, there will be a link to that in the show notes. The story that this podcast is embedded in, or the show notes in your podcast client of choice. What can partners expect from the rest of the Path to Cloud series, and how do they keep an eye out for both the video and the related white papers that you touched on a few times?
Yeah, thank you. So we started with, developing the strategy and the approach as customers think about it. And as you say, that we've just gone in to launch our security session, obviously as a big concern. We're actually going to go a little bit more architectural and technical in the next video as we deal with containerization and serverless compute and some of the new technical capabilities and how customers might want to take advantage of those. And of course, then what the implications of that are for the company in terms of their own expertise or working with partners to help them get there.
And this is all best accessible via YouTube?
It is accessible on YouTube. And we're guessing that will be the way that most people consume it. We did not want it to be some sort of gated content. We wanted to spread it as wide as possible, remembering as we started out that the whole purpose of this series is to be educational and informative, not to sell product or give, you know, any particular technology pitches. So yeah, we anticipate that most customers would be accessing this through the YouTube platform.
Okay, great. And as I said at the top of that, there'll be a link to that in the show notes for this podcast, dear listener. Phil, thanks so much for taking the time to chat about this. It's been a great conversation. Good luck with the rollout of the series.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Robert.
There you have it, a look at cloud security best practices and Intel's Path to the Cloud video series on the cloud transition from Phil Vokens of Intel. I'd like to thank Phil for joining us for the podcast, especially on a very busy week for him, and thank Intel Canada for their support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening today. And do be sure to check out Intel's Path to the Cloud video series to get some great insights and best practices for your cloud business and your customer's own cloud transition journey. Once again, a link to the newest video on the security topics we discussed today can be found in the show notes. Be sure to check it out. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week, but between now and then, we'd urge you to follow or subscribe the show in your podcast engine of choice. You'll find us in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and many other places where pods are cast. If you feel so inclined, please do leave us a kind review and a rating. We'd really appreciate it, and it really does help others find the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.